Ihr da Bea, Mother da Eber. Was ist das? Office Call in Hanau, das ist in die Kroppe Hedge. Und ich morgen mit vorher Schäne und Torres. And Av means the main principle. And Tolde means a derivative, not the main. And why is something the Tolde of something? Because it bears a similarity to the Av. So Tolde, or Pidin, becomes a Tolde because it bears a similarity to the Av. So which is called Av and which is called Tolde? So we have the Shem of Av and Tolde in Shabbos, we have it in Nizikin, we have it in Tumes, but not always is it the same. In Nizikin, so the main principle of Mazik is the thing that is mentioned explicitly in the Torah. Hashem, because there is a partial Mishpatim that deals with Shem. Habea, there is a partial Mishpatim that deals with Bea. Mave, so there is a machleket between Rav and Shmuel. What does Mave mean? Whether Mave means Odom, Rav says Mave means Odom. So that's mentioned in Emea. Maki behema yishal nem, nefesh tachas nefesh. Or Shmuel says that Mave means Shem, so that's mentioned in Mishpatim. Hever, it's fire, so that's mentioned in Mishpatim. So, in regard to the Shem Av in Ezekiel, so the definition of Av means a main principle. But what is a main principle? Something that is spelled out explicitly in the Torah. What is it told there of an Av in Ezekiel? Something that bears a similarity to that mazik that he mentioned explicitly in the Torah. In other words, the Torah mentions Shem, but it means Shem. In other words, if the behemoth walks into the field of another, Bibir is the Acher, and she eats up the Tvue of the other field. So in other words, with the Shem, with the mouth. But what is the characteristic feature of Shem? To gratify its appetites. So the same thing, Nischachacha b'keisel anosom, she rubs herself against the keisel, because it teaches the pain. So it's a tolde of Shem, but it's not mentioned explicitly in the Torah. So in other words, so how does Nischachacha b'keisel lanosom, tim for peres lanosom, become a tolde of Shem? By virtue of the fact that it bears a resemblance to Shem. Except the chen is done with the tooth, with the teeth, and here is done with the goof. But the characteristic feature of chen is hanoi lezeik, regel. So derachilucha, without any intention of doing anything, just steps upon something. Some mele, so anything that is done unintentionally by behime, with a goof, with a, so then is considered a Tolde Shem again because it has a resemblance, it conforms to the characteristic features of Erev. Or Kerem, some of it is Kavanos Lahazik. So the Torah mentions Ki Yigach, but the other Nishiche, Vitze, Bite, she kicks the baby. Kavanos Lahazik. So again, it's a Tolde. So briefly, a tolde by definition is something that conforms to the pattern and the characteristic features of a certain av. Then it becomes a tolde. By Shabbos, so it's similar. I mean, except the lamtes meloches are not spelled out explicitly at all. Only certain meloches, havorei, tzoi, but other meloches are not spelled out. But we learn it out from the Mishkan. So again, the fact that it existed in the Mishkan is like being spelled out in the Torah. And what is it told in Shabbos? Something that did not exist in the Mishkan, but it conforms to all the characteristic features of that Meloche that existed in the Mishkan. And so here we are dealing concerned with Mazik. Habov is nizikin. Hasheya v'abeir hamave v'heva. Lo yare hasheya ke are hamave. V'lo yare hamave ke are hasheya. So Tesis and all Rishonim point out, whenever we have this kind of expression, like here, lo yare hasheya ke are hamave. So the question is, what does it mean? Sheya is not like mave. Does it mean that the chumres of sheya are not like the chumres of mave? Or it means the kules of sheya are not like the kules of mave? If we say, one thing is clear, that if we say lo yara sheya ke ara mave, assuming that it means the chumres of sheya are not like the chumres of mave, so then it would mean that the sheya is not as strong. The chumres of sheya are not as strong as the chumres of mavi. So what does it mean? That they're not such big chumres. The chumres of sheya are not as big and as strong as the chumres of mavi. So mavi is stronger. Mochum. Mochum. If we say that lo yare hasheya ke are mave means the kules of sheya are not like the kules of mave, so again, the kules of sheya are not as strong, as meaningful, as effective as the kules of mave. So that means the sheya is mochom of the mave. If lo yare hasheya ke are mave means the chumres of sheya are not as strong as the chumres of mave, so then mave is more chomo than sheya. So the second one is more chomo than the first one. Mave is mentioned second. If we say lo yara sheya ke are mave means the kules of sheya are not as strong and as effective and as meaningful and as significant as the kules of mave, in other words, that the kules of sheya are, on a relative scale, small colors, slight leniencies, not big leniencies. So that means the chair is mochom of the mave. If we say, no, the chair is mochom of the mave. If we say that lo yare hasheya ke are mave means the chumres of sheya are not as strong chumres as the chumres of mave, then it means that mave is strong, is chomo. But if we say Hasheya ke are mave means the kules of sheya are not such big kules as the kules of mave, so that means the kules of mave are bigger kules. So that means the sheya is mahalo. So Teisves and all the Rishonim come to the conclusion that the pshat in Hasheya ke are mave is the kules of sheya are not as strong kules as the kules of mave. In other words, relatively speaking, the kules of mave that mave possesses are much bigger kules. So, in other words, mave is more lenient in total than sheya. She also has kules, but slight kules in comparison with the kules of mave. If the kules of sheya are relatively slight compared with the kules of mave, so then it means the chair is mochom. Some male if chair is mochom, or if the Torah had mentioned chair, we couldn't learn out mave. I could say, do you know why the Torah is mechayev the bala chair to pay? Because true chair has kules, but it's on a relative scale, it's insignificant kules. Masha'im kein, mave has such significant kules. Good reasons as to why the owner of the mave, or if mave is odom, it's not shy to say the owner of the odom, the baal of the mave, not the owner, baal, not in the sense of owner, but in the sense one who has the control, the baal of the mave has bigger kules, in other words. So the fact that the Torah says the barashir has to pay does not mean that the Balamav has to pay. Maybe the barashir has to pay because there are no good reasons as to why he should be potter. There are no extenuating circumstances for the Balashia to be brought there. But mothers should be clueless, you know. There are many extenuating circumstances for the mother, I mean, you know, that on account of which she should be brought there. So in other words, briefly, if we say Lo Yareya Sheir Ki Areya Mave means the chumres of Sheir are not as big as the chumres of Mave. Mave's chumres are much bigger. So Mave is mochum. So then the pshat would be, if the Torah had mentioned Mave, I couldn't learn how to Sheir. But if we say Lo Yareya Sheir Ki Areya Mave means the coolest of Sheir are not as big as the coolest of Mave. Now, with the coolest of Mav by far much bigger. Much more lenient, Mav. So, mainly if Mave logically is much more lenient than Sheir, for Mave we have more reasons as to why the Baal of Mave should be potter. So, the fact that the Torah says that the Baal Sheir is chayv, we cannot learn how that the Baal Mave is also chayv, because Baal Sheir doesn't have any good reasons as to why he should be potter. But Mave might have good reasons as to why Mave should be potter. So in other words, so all the Rishonim come to conclusion, I mean you couldn't come to any other conclusion, that in this Mishnah at least, so Lo Yareya Sheir Ki Areya Mave means the coolest of Sheir are not as big as the coolest of Mave. That means that Sheir is more chamor than Mave. So if the Torah had mentioned Sheir, we couldn't learn out Mav. So that's the pshat. Lo Yareya Sheir Ki Areya Mave. The coolest of Sheir are not as big as the coolest of Mav. In other words, Mav has much bigger leniencies, more effective, significant, possible reasons as to why the Baal Mave should be potter. Shulam potter. So mele, if the Torah, but Sheir doesn't have such good possible reasons to why the Baal Sheir should be potter. He has no excuses, Sheir, the Baal Sheir. But Mave has excuses. Some may leave the Torah had mentioned Sheir, we couldn't learn how it Mave. The lawyer are Mave Kera Sheir, but neither, he said. Mave, in certain respects, so the coolest of Mave are not as big as the coolest of Sheir. So, in other words, if the Torah had mentioned Mave, we couldn't learn how it Sheir. From this clause is the raya that the pshat in Lo Yareya Sheir Ki Areya Mave is the coolest of Sheir and not as strong as the coolest of Mave, because then the Mishnah continues and says v'loi ze v'ze sheyesh b'rachayim Sheir and Mave. So we have to say and obviously it goes without saying the fact that a certain mazik has life that makes it more dangerous, you know. Something that has no life, so it's not so dangerous. Something that has life, you know, and wildlife, you see, I mean, if it has life and not wildlife, civilized life, okay. But if somebody share, he has life, and what kind of life? Wild, uncivilized, untamed life. So it's more dangerous. So the Baal Sheir should, al pisvore, be responsible. He allowed his acts, which so dangerous and undisciplined, to walk and to do havoc. So we see that in this clause, v'loi ze v'ze, and Sheir and Mave are not like Hever. Why? Because Sheir and Mave have Ruachayim, and wild Ruachayim, not disciplined Ruachayim. So obviously, when you compare Sheir and Mave on one side with Hever on the other side, and you say that one is different, that the two are different than the other because it has wildlife, so that then it means that on the whole it's more homo. So mele the pshat in loy ze v'ze sheyesh b'rachayim k'arish v'rachayim means the coolest of Sheir and Mave are not as big coolest as of Hever. Hevaskule is a Majvigakule. You can explain, after all, you know, heaven, fire, okay, I mean, it's not such a terrible thing. I mean, you know, a fire sometimes it breaks out, of course, it's very dangerous, but usually, I mean, it's not apt, you know, to do so much havoc. Mashinki, a wild animal, it can destroy the world. So obviously, in Lo Yizeh V'zeh She'yesh B'Chayim, Karesh V'Chayim, it must mean that the coolest of Sheir and Mave are not as big as the cooler of Hever. So in order to follow up a parallelism between the expression Lo Yashir Ka'amave, Amave Ka'asheir, with the expression Lo Yizeh V'zeh She'yesh Karesh V'Chayim, so just as in the expression Lo Yizeh V'zeh She'yesh Karesh V'Chayim, it means that the coolest of Sheir and Mave are not as big and as effective as the coolest of Hever. So in the expression of Asher Ka'amave, it also means the coolest of Sheir are not as big as the coolest of Mave. That means the Sheir is more. The Lo Yizeh V'zeh She'yesh Chayim, Karesh V'Chayim. The Lo Yizeh V'zeh and Sheir and Mave and Hever. The coolest of Sheir and Mave and Hever. Each one of these three is not as big as the cooler of the bear, because bear is much more lenient. After all, Sheir, Mave, Hever, one have one common denominator. They are maziki, not nizuki. They are active, not passive. The Sheir, he walks. The Mave, he walks, but the Chodom or Chen, it walks. It's here, Chavazi. It does the hezek in an active way. Eish also does an active way. The fire spreads and burns, but Beya is passive. It's a passive mazik. I mean, he doesn't come to the Beya stays in its place. He doesn't approach anybody. The nizek falls into the Beya. So it's a passive hezek. It's not an active hezek. It's nizek, not hizik. We have, with the Gemara Miniach, Gabi Odom, we have two types, Odom Amazik. So sometimes Odom Amazik is hizik. Let's say if Ruvein hit Shimon, kick Shimon, so this is hizik. But suppose Ruvein and Shimon walk in the street, and Ruvein runs, and then he bumps into Shimon, and he breaks his arm. So then Shimon is a mazik, but he's not a mazik in an active way, he's a mazik in a passive way. That's Suzak. The bear is always Suzak, not easy. The bear doesn't mind anybody's business, it stays in its place. And then the person or the behemoth, they walk into it. They are those who are active. The nizek is the active agent. And the mazik in Beir is the passive agent. So that's what the Mishnah says. V'lo yizeh v'zeh, Sheir and Mave and Hever, their kules are not as strong as the kules of Beir, because Beir has a very good excuse, Beir. I mean, in other words, if the Torah didn't say, very good excuse. After all, what does the Beir do? What does the Beir do? Did his bear actively mazik anybody? On the contrary, it was passive, it stayed in the place. And then is the fault of the nizek. He had no business falling into the bear. So, I mean, you could argue that way. So that's why. That's what it means. But they all have a common denominator. All the four mazik. Shedarkal hazik. Whether it's actively, passively, but it's darkal hazik. They are very likely to cause damage, injury. Ushmeroson alecho. And the baal of the mazik has a responsibility of watching it. Whether it's yesh b'rachayim, ein b'rachayim, it's hilach mazik, or it's hemid bin kene. But he has a responsibility. Uchshehizik chava mazik, nishalom tashomi nezek, mimeit avorot. From the best state, abnach, aber wenn es nicht so knapp ist, ganz lange sind wir keine Erde. Und vor der Schenke und Tal des, hast du ja wer ein Berg gesehen, schenkst du mir ein paar Schenke. Sie doch mich ne paar so schöne Namen ob ich sehr schnell bei dir, aber wenn vor mir morgen habe ich gesagt, ich lo ja sehr ke ama de klimer, ich kosa ach meine sehr, lo no fak man mir ne lo fak ma bim ne. Wir haben doch auch ein gut sehr strich le mir da. Loch ne ke de reise ke ama de will noch le ke sehr, lo ja sehr ke abe. After all, there is a certain irregularity. Superficially, it appears there is a certain irregularity in the Lashon of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah lists the Mazikin, Sobeir is second, Mave is third, and Hever is fourth. So we would expect it that the Mishnah should say, Lo Yara Sheir Ki Harei Habeir, the Lo Yara Beir Ki Harei Asheir. And if the Mishnah concludes Lo Yasher Karam Avesh, and the Mishnah should list Abo Vesnezikin Hasher Hamave Haheva Vabe, how come that at the beginning in the Reish so Beir is mentioned second right after Sheir, and then when the Mishnah says Lo Yasher, it doesn't say Lo Yasher Kare Abeir Vle Abeir Kare Asher, but Lo Yasher Karam Avesh is certain irregularity. That's what Balat Rashi. Vamtu loch Yisrael michtu loch enokat bereishe kare amave ולא נוקט לו כזה אלא אשר כהבר משום דסו לה ומוצא למיסנה לו איזה וזה של ברחיים דוברים ברחיים ואיתן האחרינה דוריבוס השמין הפרקי שגם שיש לשניהם, שיש לשניהם רוח חיים, ונפקחת מפחד ונפורש מי לא יראה כאומה. But the question is, do we understand that the Mishnah couldn't say לא יראה אשר כערי הבאר? Because then the whole thing, yes, you couldn't say. But so why did Mishnah at first mention it? Hashir v'abeir amave ha'heva, let it mention Hashir v'amave ha'heva v'abeir, so then it will be in conformity with the parallelism of the other expressions in the Mishnah. That Rashi doesn't explain. Also, but Rashi does explain briefly. Rashi says Pirush b'kuntres ki seder shenichtev v'parsha sidra v'mishnah. In other words, because in parsha mishpoti, Rigach Sherish, Schmeis Rafalev, Possek Rafres, Rigach Sherish. Or you see show the maze, sokel y sokel asheya, the yochel sorry blashenoki. Then Shinago, I mean the shilshim will be bolish brand shisha, shisaga volumus. And then it says the riftach is bear. Oi kiyicha is bear, vloyhasen of enough shomo, oicha shoyrechameya. So in the order in Mishpotim, so bear is mentioned immediately after Sheya. That's why the Mishnah in the Reishe mentioned a bear after Sheir, but in order to follow up the relative coolness of one by the other, against the other, so the Mishnah is to mention Sheir in contrast to Mave, Mave in contrast to Sheir. Alright. Billy Kasrach Mona Vamina Lipote, Lizevis Elish Lost on Dark and Little Lazzy, as I shove, before his big morale, I saw you my, Lea saw you my. Metaphor as medias in Kosov, Yiglet Me'ezekein Reitzel Yifreli Karkein. Alright. Before we go to the Gemara, we should go to the Tesis. That's the best thing. Above is Nizugin. Is duchted litonehein. You see, tasteless. Counted words in the Mishnah Gemara. I mean, like this, one would think it's a strange question. Yes, Nate. Tasteless didn't have that approach. That modern approach. Yes, Nate. What difference does it make? It does make a difference. Is duchted litonehein. Moihoche. Uvid moe gabishle shesre ovis nizikin. Uvabo mechusre kapore. Why? Here it doesn't say above is nizikin hein. But above is nizikin. Vin tema amayli koma above is nizikin hein. Kit koma zalot rashi shonim hein. Vishlima shali boel lagit above is halolu lo yizikir ze. So there's the difference. Because here it doesn't say hein.
Because,
one second, please, Mr. Minkel, okay. Please let me finish something before you ask questions. So, Vieshli Mashali Boil Hagit Abovis Halolu Loy Rizikrizi. Because here, the main purpose of the Tane was not to tell us that there are four of us. That was not the primary objective. The main purpose of the Tane was to point out the difference between the pattern, the characteristics of Sheir in comparison, in contrast to Mav. But Mele, before he starts, Menshe pointing out the differences between Sheir and Mav and Hever and Beir, he has to say who the Mazikim are. But the main purpose was to point out the difference. So that's why it doesn't say, hey, Mashenkin over there in Rosh Hashanah. So the main purpose was not to point out the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Maisa Behemeh, which is the first of Elul, or and the Rosh Hashanah for the whole world, who is the first of Tish. No, not it. There, the main purpose of the Tanah in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah is to point out there are four Rosh Hashanahs. All right, so that's why he says, "Hey, Uksas Kash, the Migmore Muchar the Nochis Tanah Miyone, Midipor the Tanah Didon, my time Litonehan." So, in other words, he, according to the first Teretz and Teisves, that the reason is why the Mishnah doesn't say, "Hey," because the Tanah is not interested in pointing out how many Mazikim there are. And Rosh Hashanah Tanah is interested in telling us how many Rosh Hashanahs there are. How many Rosh Hashanahs there are. So, as a matter of fact, it's an interesting story I heard from my father, Zechariah Baruch, you know, in Yeshiva and Balojim. So, you know, it was the Tsarist regime, and the Tsarist regime was very strict. All right, they were nice. For a long time, they allowed the yeshiva to stay. Then, when a few Muslim, you know, denounced the yeshiva Valojin that it's a center of counter-revolutionary activities, so then they closed it up. But for many years, you know, from the days that Chaim Valojin founded the yeshiva, it was probably in 1780 or something, 1780, and then before Amin was 70, I mean, before 1780, it was probably around 1750, until we closed up in the days of the Nitziv, because of the Messiah, in 1892. So, for over 130 years it existed. So they were nice. They allowed the Jews to maintain the Yeshiva Valosh, but they required that on the 1st of January, so the Rosh Hashiva, the Netziv, has to make a patriotic speech. Patriotic speech, you know. And then the mayor of the whole district came to the yeshiva in order to hear the speech of the Rosh Hashiva. So in the days of Rabbi Salah Loshen, Rabbi Salah Loshen spoke Russian, German, French. He was a big linguist. So he spoke in Russian. The Netziv didn't speak in Russian. So then he delivered to Rosh a patriotic speech. He delivered a patriotic speech in Yiddish. And then there was an interpreter, you know, interpreted for the mayor.
In Russian.
In Russian, yeah. So before the mayor came in, they all assembled, and the Netziv made his agdome to the speech. The agdome, not that the agdome was unpatriotic, and he says, the Mishne Rosh Hashana sagt, Abo Rosh Hashanim Heim. Und Tesla sagt, Favos bis Abo Rosh Hashanim Heim, noch ist le Mione. In other words, there are only four Rosh Hashanah. That means, Vilu Echad Biyanu Aloy Katone. So that means that the 1st of January is not Rosh Hashanah, but they call it here a new year. So Mela, I'm going to deliver his Rosh. That was the statement that he made before the mayor came in. And then when the mayor came in, he delivered a minute Rosh. Chas v'sholem, not. He didn't deceive him that we hope we have to be loyal to the Malchus and everything, which is true. I'm Chas v'sholem.
His spouse or some.
Yeah, I've given his spouse. Yeah, everything. But he mentioned this tasteless, the Netziv. Okay. So he says, so what does tasteless say in the first Eretz? The Abor Rosh Hashanim Hein. So there it says Hein, because the primary purpose of the Tanya is to emphasize there are four Rosh Hashanah, that's all. But here, the primary purpose of the, it's not the purpose of the Tanya to tell how many mazikim there are. The purpose of the Tanya is to point out the differences between one mazik and the other. So he has no reason as to why to say he should say hey. But this is the kash. But from the Gemara it's mashma, the noch is Tanya Nyon, that because Rabbi Yishe says Yud Gimel of his mazikim, Rabbi Chiya says Chav Dalet of his mazikim, but the Tanya of our Mishnah says there are only four mazikim. So in other words, so that is also part and parcel of the purpose, of the objective of the Tanya. So maybe you should say hey. Das kashe mit mor mo khar noch istan mi yone mit de paar mit han di do mai tan mit ton han di kach ich lima di ich mit keine is de ton hein ki da ash kom da do mo khus ka paar so final tas a taste this is it doesn't matter sometimes we say hey and sometimes we don't say. Asher va be per be kunt das gesehen ich nicht mit pausche sie da mich ne wie einfach da man da hat ton schil ragel habe gesehen da pausche die regel nachgelehnt wie schwach es bier hat ich sie was habe mit kolmo kein schem schir sie geht mit pausche da nigiche die kern und man da mal wie so adam einfach da du was habe ich sie die pausche se mehr mag bei mir schon wenn da noch dem da so schir le khoshli schnei sie gesehen da pausche. Because that's not mentioned in Mishpatim altogether, that's mentioned in Chumash Vayikcho, in the Meir. L'yisharochei kol kach v'shonik yiseida, l'harei di seif v'shemavek in l'ever, v'rabnetam pirish di shim odom ksiv b'parashe, kedem, ki Yignei says that it is written the parashe odom. Why? Not in connection with Odom HaMazik, Mamesh, but in connection with Ganef. B'parashe kedem ki Yignei v'yisheir, because Ganef is mentioned in the Braise of Rav Chiya as one of the Mazik. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah, it's not even mentioned in the Braise of Rav Yishe, but in the Braise of Rav Chiya it's mentioned. Chav Dalet of his Mazik. Turn to Chav Dalet on the base. 11th line from the top of the Omid. Toner Priyes, Rimbabo, Visnizik, and Tashlome Kefu, Tashlome Abo Hamisha. What's Tashlome Kefu? Ganef. This is also Mazik. And it's not just the name Mazik, right? You know, just the name, no. It's from the Rambam, it's Mashma, that Alpidin, there is a Din Mazik to a Ganef also. The Rambam Rav Chaim mentions the try. Rav Chaim Anzile Vavede, and the rivet of Yush Bavodi, whether it's Kenya or not Kenya. So the question is strange. This is a Mishnah Yodayim. That, in other words, that if an Eved is Mazik, the Odin is not Chayv. Why shouldn't it be Chayv? Like a Sheikh, he has a king and mommy. So the Mishnah Yevayim explains, because a Behemah you can control, but an Odom, how can you control? A Behemah doesn't become spiteful. She's Mazik, but spiteful. The Indian of Lehachis does not exist in a Behemah. She never does lachas. Even the zekes of Kavanosi lachas, so it's not lachas either. That's
his teva.
That's his teva, not lachas. That's lachas. Lachas means, you know, a certain purpose. Not all the time. So it's not shayach to say shmirosin alecho. Shmirosin alecho means ishayach. After all, what is the mechayev of Tashlumin? The Chiyuv Shmir. Shaykh to say Chiyuv Shmir, if it's possible. Too much. But how can an Odin exercise Shmir over an Evet? What will he tell him? He'll tell him, don't do this, don't do that. Sometimes he becomes angry, so dafke. Because the Odin tells him, don't do this, don't do that. So he'll dafke do it. And what if he'll hit the Evet? On the contrary, so he'll become more spiteful and he'll do more damage. He'll set fire to the Godish. So that's what the Mishnah Yodayim says, that there is no Chiyuv Tashlumin on the part of the Odin for the Hezekim done by the Eved and the Shifa. Why? Shim Yaknitenu Esrachim Yaknitenu Rabbe Yelech V'yadlev Nishraveh. What it means that Nishraveh? It doesn't mean it's a Konis Rachomim. It's Midrash. Shmir is only shayach if you can watch. If you can't watch, it's not shayach to say Shmir Osam Alech. So the Mishnah Yodayim mentions it Ligabi Mazik. So you understand the reason, because without the time he would be chayef, just as he's chayef for the Zekim of the Sheir. Why shouldn't he be chayef for the Zekim of an Evet? It's Kavanosil Hazik. So the answer is, it's impossible to watch. But the Rambam mentions that Ligabe Ganef, that if an oven, an Evet steals, the Odin is not Chayv Tashlumin. So what does the Rambam say? Perkaus Mechaz Neve. Halacha Tes, however, Chegonach Potam in a Kefer, Ubol of Turin, Shinodem Chayv Al Niski Avodov, אף על פי שאין מומני, מפני שיש בהם דס ואין יוכל לשם. That's a good time לגבי...
אין עוד יש לו דס.
נת לגבי גניבה, שאם יחסנו רבי, ילך ויד לי גודיש בלב דינה וחיי ציבי מישור מזרוק. So everybody is a cash. So Reb Chaim mentions it. In that piece, it's not in his moment, but it's in Zile Vavede. It's on the right. You know, usually Reb Chaim is on the Rambam. But this is one Reb Chaim that is on the Ravid, not on the Rambam. Then he mentions this Rambam. You see, the Ravid says in Chazal Vaveide that there is a difference between Avodim and Karkois, even though Avodim is Ukshel Karkois. So, and the Halacha is, the Rambam is in Chazal Vaveide, פרק תש, מיוח הזיר לבי הלוך הלו. הגזל קרקע מחברה והפסידו, כן שחוף הבודרי שיחן ומיירס, או שקוצה ססיירוניס, ושיחי ססמיוניס, והור הסבינין, חייב להמיד לבייס וסודה, כשהויו בשזגזלה, או ישאל עם בני מה שהפסיד. Because of Mazik, not because of Gazel. Aval in Nishcha Samuel. Suppose he gazled a sode and then something happened to it. So then there couldn't be a chiyuv misad Mazik. Ken she shot for Noor, in Nisri for Beish, she yodum na shamayim, imel ari shaloch lefanecho. Olof, elo in hifzi biyodei mashen, kin adin kim im taltlin, kmoy shebeam. And the Rambam doesn't even discuss here avodim. He discusses avodim, not alochas. He says avodim hukshel karkois. He discusses here kark. Godel sode v'detzimishne, detzimishne im bovakam. Godel sode v'shot v'no. Machlekes between Rablezer and the Chachon. Rablezer holds kark on himself, so he has to pay. And Chachon say in kark on himself, so he doesn't have to pay. And of course, the alocha is like the Chachon. Doesn't discuss about it, but then there is a long right. Omar Avraham, Emesu, Eloshaloi Birkin, Shavosa Avodim, strange. I mean, if old Rambam doesn't mention here about Avodim, Shari also Avodim Kikarkoisli in Zil, Shari Skine Imali Arish Loch Lifnech. That's in Perigimu, this is in Perigdes. Over there, the right was not Masik and Rambam. And here is Masik. He says, because the Rambam Perigimu paskened that Gozl avodim v'iskino, so emele arish alof necho. Gozl behemo v'iskino, so he has to pay. Because he's kine bishin. He gazled to young behemo. And then the time when he wants to return it, it's an old behemo. So there's ishin. So he's kine the behemo. Bishin. But he has to pay the value of a young behemo, which is much more than an old behemo. So, Shari Gozlu, but that's by Behemet, but Gozlu Avodim Viskinu seems Kark and Nixelis, and Avodim Izukshu Karkois and Nixelis, same way Arish Lachvim.
He doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay.
He just returns the Levit.
Whatever condition he's in.
Whatever condition he is. Shari Osa Avodim Karkois Liyengzele, Shari Iskinu Emele Arish Lachvim. Mil Hanem Mile Liyengkhusho. Afo Gavla Hatlik Zele Mie Beine Ise. ואם לאריש האופנכו, אבל מכל מוקים נגזול מהם, וניקנס בייוש, תכסיב היש ממנו שווי, ואמרים לנו עבד שניש בו פדור, לשמחיר נח היוש להשתבית, ללרישים וללישני, על מלאף כקר כדומה, דהוקן נפשי בייוש, הלקח שמי סעבד ונשרף, משלם אסדומוף, שערי משמי סין שלוי בלפונוף, וכשמי סלגז למייס. So he says, the Raivet makes a distinction. Even though Avodim is Ushul Karkois, and that's Gemara Meforeshes. Because Avodim is Mishnah Meforeshes. Because Avodim is Kino, Ima Le Arei Shaloch Lifonecho. But there's a basic distinction between Karkois and Avodim. Even though Hukshe Avodim is Karkois, but there's still a distinction. By Karkois, so not only Gozla Avodim V'Nishchaso. Nishchaso means there was a shin in the sode. It's not as good, it's not as fertile. But so is in Rashalecha. Gozl sode vishot fino. Suppose there was such a flood that he destroyed the whole sode. An unusual flood. So it doesn't exist. It was all converted into water. And the water is not in its place, it's in the Noor. So it doesn't exist. So he's also in Malarishov now. in regard to Avodim, Gozel Eved Vameis. Then it's like Gozel, there's the counterpart of Gozel Sotu Shetano. Gozel Sode Vinitsido, that would be the counterpart of Gozel Avodim Vizkin. So he says, so the Rebbe says, in regard to Avodim, it's like this. In regard to Kakoi, so not only the Gozel Sode Vinipsido, where it's still beyond the Sode, but in an inferior condition, is in Arashon Lecho. Even Gozel Sode Vishotvino is in Arashon Lecho, because Kakoi is in Israel. Avodim depends. If it's Gozel Avodim Viskinu, which is the counterpart of Gozel Sode Vinishriso Vinipsido, so then it's like Kakoyes is an Arish of Necho. But Gozel Sodevishov, Gozel Eved Vameis, so then he has to pay. Kishasak Zev. So you'll ask, but Avodim is in Kakoyes? So the Rabbit mentions the Raya. Avodim is in Kakoyes, but not in regard to everything. Gozel Karke, Vinishai Shabalim. So Karke in Exiles and Yush is not male. But the Gemara in Gittin, in the Sugye, in the Shaleach, of Evet Shenishbo, Poder, Shemachirin, Ari Machirin, Shem Evet, is Ari's Evet. So there the Gemara says that by Evet, Yush is effective. But Avodim Hukshel Kakoy is. It's apparently Avodim Hukshel Kakoy, but not completely. So only Ligabe Shino, the Chino is Kainas, Avodim is Hukshel Kakoy is. But Ligabe Yush, so by Karki Yush is not effective, and by Avodim Yush is effective. So maybe the same thing is true of Gozel Eved Vameis. Gozel Eved Vihiski Nimla Shlof Necho, but Gozel Eved Vameis he has to pay. So he'll say, but Kakoyes even Shotvino is Potter, but Kakoyes and Avodim are not the same. You see, there is the Gabi Yush, there is a difference. So here, the Gabi Gozel Avodim Vameis, so there is also a difference. So that's what he says. Umi hanu mileli in chush avu gadol hatak zilem mi beini isi. Vim lalish of necho avu mikol mokim nikzolim niknoi viniknis biyush. Tichsiv ayish meni shevi. Vamrinu evi shenishbo padoli shemachiri nachal yush lo yishtabit lo lirish lo lirishaini. Alma lafki kar kadome. Do kone nafshi biyush. Hilkaki shemeis evet u nisraf mishalom ezdomov. Sharim shemeis in shalilifonov. Uch shemeis ligaz lamei. So the question is, what's the pshat in the Raivet? So Reb Chaim gives pshat in the Raivet. In the Raivet. Not in the Rambam, in the Raivet. He says that there are two mechayvim for Gzele. One mechayv for Gzele is the king Gzele. After all, a gazlan has kinyon in the Dovar HaGozel. If it's not king Shigozel, so then he's king at the Dovar HaGozel again. He doesn't have to return the bear. He just has to pay tashlum, so he's king. But why? Because Shinu is king. Veish is akzila shagozal, im king shagozal yarzer, vim lav domen boy lishlum. That is the parashim vayikro, veish is akzila. Shagozal, there's the parashim vayikro. So that is, so why is he gazlan mechuyev to pay? Because of king zil. Because of king zil. Now, because what? Kinyan Gzele, because the Gazlan has Kinyonim in the Vagos. You'll say he only has Kinyonim if there is a Shino. But if there is no Shino, he has to return the bear? No. But if there is a Shino, then he's Kinyan in the Vagos Ligamre. But if there is no Shino, so then partial Kinyonim. For example, there is a Loche that if somebody gazles a behem, a donkey, the Hamid, and then he rides on the Chameya for 5 years. For 5 years. And then he returns it. So the Nignev cannot say to him, you rode on, you used it for 5 years. Do you know how much I would get? If I rented out my Chameya for 5 years, I would get $5,000, at least $10,000. So why don't you pay me $10,000? To Tashmishi, to the Lohi, Sigmor and Agesel. He doesn't have to pay. If somebody guzzles his sode, and he lives in the sode, or it guzzles a bais, and he lives in the bais for 5 years, so then we see karka in Nixaris, but he has to pay rent for 5 years. So if the rent in the building, in the house for 5 years is $50,000, he has to pay him $50,000. But Kozel Chameya V'Rochafolo for 5 years, even though the rent for Chameya, for the Tashmish of the Chameya for 5 years is $50,000, he doesn't have to pay any penny. Why not? Because Kark has in Nixelis, so he has no Kionic Zelen. So merely the Tashmishim are not his. So merely he has to pay.
Pay the Baile.
But Metaltel in the Chameya, so it's Nixel. So even though there was no Shinu in the Chameya, the Chameya was not his skin. He's just as healthy as at the time when he guzzled it. But he had kiyon ligabi tashmishim, even without chinu. He has kiyon. There are many other halachas where he gazlan without chinu has kinyonim. But if there is chinu, so then he's kinyat ligamre. But if there is no chinu, so then he's not kinyat ligamre, but ktsas kinyon he has. And even the kinyon of chinu, so it's not the chinu by itself is kinyon. It's through the Kinyan Zele, because when somebody gazlas, he makes Mashiach, he makes Aboe, so he does a Kinyan, so he's Kenet. And the Rai is from the Gemara in Tmure. The Gemara in Tmure, in the Machleke, between Rove and Abaye, where the Kol Milsa and Marachmon, or Isavit, Yovid Mahane, Yovid Loi Mahane, Rove says, Yovid is Loi Mahane, because the Torah says by Tmure, the Achlefenu Yomere, he say, the Royal Hoof, Tmurosi Yekede, so it's Exerus HaKosuf, by Tmure, but otherwise, whenever the Torah forbids something, so it's not effective. And the Abaye says, we learn out from Tmure that even if something is osir, he still kenet. So the Gemara is the kashe against Rav. How can Rav say, "Komusam Rachmon Elisavit"? Yovid Limane, but we say if he gazlos a chayfes and there is a shinu, so he's kenet. How can shinu be kenet? So the question is, what kind of a kashi is it? Here, but the communism of Rachmon Elisavit, so the Torah says that there is a love, that there shouldn't be a shinu in the chayfetz. The love is you shouldn't gazel. But then there was a shinu in the chayfetz. He gazled the behemoth, and then the behemoth became old, so he was either allowed the rice of Lysizl by virtue of the fact that the behemoth became old. The behemoth became old by itself. So how does the Gemara ask a kasha against Rav? Then so is every gazlan does a kinyan. Does a kinyan, that's what Rav Chaim says, does a kinyan. So when does he do the kinyan at the time of the Maisik Zele? Some melee and gazlan has kinyan, even without kinyan has kinyan. But without chinu, it's not a complete kinyan. It's only like up to certain things, like up to tashmishim, like up to other things. So, but if it's not kinyan shekozal, then it's kinyan legamre. But according to Rove, that kol milta merachmon lesavit, yovet lemahane, how can he be kinyan for the maise kinyan, which was isa? So, in other words, so the din of kinyan is based upon the kinyan zeli. I mean, the din of Shinu Kene is based upon the Kinyan Zele. And without Shinu, he also has Kinyan Zele, but not full Kinyan. If there is a Shinu, so then he has full Kinyan. But then there is in the Chayev for the Maisik Zele, without Kinyan Zele. Maisik Zele. So Mele, that's the sheet of the Raibet. We say, Avodim Hukshu Yikakoes. But if you never Hukshu Yikakoes. After all, Karka in Nixelis, so Tesis says in Bometzia and Zoneshia, because it's Efshon Zuzom Kane. When you gazle, so you gazle. What does gazle mean? When I gazle, I say, I gazle, say, I take a train, she's violent. I gazle, so what does it mean? I gazle, so what does he do? He takes, he picks up the sode and he takes it away from she's violent. It means he expels the owner and it doesn't let him come in and he appropriates it, he uses it. That's just preventing the owner from exercising ownership. There is no maisek zeli. So the question is, how does Rav Lezer say gozel sode v'shot v'nor v'mishal kishas zeli? Chachamim say, Kal Kenizales. Why Kal Kenizales? Because they learn out the klal upat klal in the parasha in Vayikra, in the parasha of where Vehishiv Zagzila Shagozel is mentioned. But Chachamim doesn't learn out the klal upat klal. He learns out miut v'dibur miut dafkuf yitches in Bovakam. But the question is, without the Zeres HaKos, how can he be chayev? How can we chayev? There is no Maisik Zeilet. As Tetzel says in Zeleshach, Karkin Zeles, because the Efshal Zeizam came. The answer is, he's chayev because of King Zeilet. According to Rabbanon, they learn out Klau Prato Klau. So the Zeres HaKos is that Karkin is moved of King Zeilet. But according to Rabbi Lezer, he doesn't learn how to call the call. So there is no Gzal Sakos, the car is moved 15 Zile. So Mele, his king, as old Vashinim say, Gozlu Sode, what did he do? He gazled his Sode. How did he? So what did he do? He made a king Chazoki in Sode. Because Chazoki is Kane by Karki. It doesn't mean Gozlu Sode, he just told the owner with the gun in his hand, get out. And then he shot him. No, he didn't even make before he made the king Chazok and Gesode. So he's mechuyev to Rishon. No, Gozlu Sode, he made the king Chazok, so he was kainet. So because Rabbi Lezer holds the karka is nixale, so really it's not mufkav nixale. He makes the king Chazok the nixale, so he's kainet. He's not allowed to do it, but he's kainet. He's kainet. So mele, and then shot him. No, so then he has to pay. Chachamim say there is a cause of klal upat klal that karka is mufka of the king's deal. So mele he doesn't have to pay. Avodim is actually karkoye is in regard to the dinim of karkoyes. When it says a cause of klal upat klal that karka is mufka of the king's deal, so avodim are also mufka. But then by karka, even though it's mufka of the king's deal, but in mice is elishayim. In he just takes the abet, he brings him in his reshuts. So there is a ma'isik zeile. So the rabbi says, if the devil died, so then he has to pay. Kishasak zeile. Not on the basis of king zeile. Because on the basis of king zeile, so avodim hukshli kakois, and there is a cause of that karke is moved of the king zeile. But there is another mechayev, ma'isik zeile. Ma'isik zeile. But Ma'isik Zeile is only shayach to pay if the thing is not being altogether. Gozlu Avodim Omeisu. He died of it. But Gozlu Avodim Beiskinu, so the Evet is being alright, he's not in good condition, he's not in the best of health, he's sick, he's old, he's crippled, he can't do any work, but he's being, he's an Evet, he's living. So then, Himali Arishloch Lefanech. If not for the Gzeres HaKosuv, that Karki is Mufkikin Xile and Aloche of Avodim Hukshli Karkoi, so then he couldn't. So then he couldn't say Arish Lofenecho. But there's a Yosakosu. Mashainki Meis, then without recourse to the Mechayev of King Xile. But Maisik Xile. So then the question is the Chiyuv that is based upon King Xile, that's the parasha in Vayikra. That's the parasha in Vayikra. In Vayikra, the klal upat klal. I mean, the king there is as Lashon Gozal and so on. She goes to Yazal, not to see this piece of King Zile. Where is the, what is the Mechayev Ma'isik Zile? So the Chaim mentions this Rambam, in Niski Momein, the Rambam mentions the Mishni Yodayim, Ligabi Gneiv. The Mishni Yodayim mentions that Ligabi Mazik, whenever there is Mazik, so the Odin is Potter. Because it's not shayach to say Shmiroso Melecho, because he cannot exercise Shmir. He, on the contrary, sometimes if you exercise Shmir, so it becomes spiteful. And it will be counterproductive. He'll do more damage. But what shayach has to do, have to gneve, to gzele, without recourse to the time. And Nevet steals, so the Odin should be Mechuyev, and Nevet gazels, and Odin Mechuyev. So Rav Chaim said, because because Rekhiya mentions Ganef and Gazlan in one of the Chodalad of his Nizikin, so he Ganef and the Gazlan, besides the Chiyuv of Ganef and Gazlan that is based upon the king, name the king's name, is a Mazik also. Is a Mazik also. So Mele, that's why he's Chayef, if as a Mazik, so the Mechayef should be the fact that he didn't watch. So that's why the Rambam has to resort. That's what Reb Chaim says in the piece. Anyway, so...
Does Mazik mean... Would we equate Mazik Zayla with the Mazik? I mean, the Mazik...
That's right, it's a Mazik, it's a Mazik, it's a Mazik.
No, I'm just saying, we're because calling the Ganem Mazik. Why? Because of the Mazik Zayla should play?
Because Mazik Zayla should be.
That's Mazik. The reason why...
Not because of King Zayla. Mazik has nothing to do with King Zayla. Because of the Mazik Zayla. So it's Mechuyev Misad Mazik. Then, and... Reb Chaim explains the Raivetz Rai. Raivetz mentions a Rai. We see that even though Ka'abod Mukshel Ka'koiz, but Yush is affected by
Ka'koiz.
Is affected by Avodim, but Ka'koiz not. So Mele, Gozla Avodim Ameisu, also is Chayev, even though Gozla Avodim Biskin, what the Gemara says, Zimla Reshovnach. What's the Pshat? So Pshat is very simple. Yush, you see, Shino is based upon the kings. For Rayet, Gnore, Gnure, Sikashi, and Strove. He called me from Rachman with Savit, you have it in the Rane, why Shino came? What kind of a Kashi is it? Shino is the Mele. Gozl Avodim, I mean, Gozl Behemov is Kino, so what kind of a Nisa did he do in the fact that the Behemov became old, became sick? The answer is, Shino is not a king, but the Atzim. It's based upon the king's. The king, if it's not king, she goes out. So it's king of Ligamba. And if it is king, she goes out. It's also king, but not Ligamba. So Mele, that's Isa. So it's grounded, the king's Ile. It's grounded in the Isa of the Sigzel. So Komus Machmor is happy to have the man. Why is it king? So the most special is there a Sakos. Personal Sakos. Machine King Yush. Is not based upon King Zile, because where is Yush mentioned? Yush is not even mentioned by the Torah in regard to Zile. Yush is mentioned in the Torah in regard to Avede. So there is no aloha that Yush is kene by Zile. Yush is kene by Dover Ovut. Dover Ovut. Zile is also Mitzias of Ovut. So let's say if I walk in the street, there is a hole in the pocket and something falls out, so it's Ovut. And if somebody gathers my chayfes, it's also avut for me. What difference does it make how it's avut? Whether it's avut by falling down through a hole in the pocket, or it's avut because somebody took it away from me. So, zele is a mitzias of avut. Some mele just as yush is affected by aveide, by avut. So, but zele is also, but not mitzad zele. Mitzad avut. Mashein kein. Mashein king Yush, that's based. The king Yush is based upon the king's The king's Zeres are Avodim Hukshul Kakoyes. So just as Karke is Mufke of King Zeres, Mitzad Zeres Akosu, Klaal Patuchlaal, also Mufke, Mitzad the same Zeres Akosu, Klaal Patuchlaal. Yotz Avodim Hukshul Kakoyes, there is no king Zeres. But as far as my city is concerned, so Ligabe Avodi, we don't need Xeros Akosu. Because in Tzias there is no Maisik there. In Tzias, it's Yef Shogazuzra and Kimo. But by Avodi, in Tzias there is a Maisik there. So maybe it's Ovod. If it's Ovod, so maybe Yush is Kane. Yush is Kane. What is the Mechayev of Maisik there? So Chaim mentioned the Rayev from the Rambam. In Yulchas Neve, in Hilchas Neve, because the Rambam says in the town of Neve, our test, however, she gone off pot of Nakefel, a bowl of Turin, she will chayev al Niski Agodov, after Kishim Amenim, Kishiyesh Ben Das, Vin Yochel Shomron, she Yachusen Rabbe, Yilich Vyadki, Vyadlik, Godish Belavdina, Vachayetzi Bezem, Mishon Zokin, Mishon Zokin. So why? But this Mishni Adayim is referenced to Mazik. So the answer is, Rekhiya mentions Ganef and Gazlan among the Chodalim. It's not just the name. It's not just the name. It's a Din Mazik. The Din Mazik is based upon the Maisik Zeh. So sometimes one has a Din Mazik because he takes an axe and he breaks the table and he has a dimazik if he takes away the table. He also has a dimazik. So this is the pshat in Tesis. This is the pshat in Tesis, I think. Tesis says, the question is, Rashi says, why do you say that Seder Asher, Abeir, Amal, Vahever? After all, when the Gemara mentions the comparison, the contrast between, so Beir is not mentioned immediately after Asher. In the Torah mentions. So here, he mentions Asher and Beir and them Ave. So Tam says no, it's according to the Seder and Mishpatim. But in Mishpatim, the Torah doesn't even mention the Chiyuv of Mazik. Where does the Torah mention the Chiyuv of Mazik? In a Meir, not Mishpatim. And Tam says he does mention the Chiyuv of Mazik. Not the Mazik of Mave, which consists Mamish in taking an axe and breaking a table, but another type of Mazik table. Somebody who steals it.
That's in Mishpatim.
It's Mishpatim. The shame Adam Ksivi Parsha Kedem, Ki Yignev Isheir, for Echod Novis Nizik in the Kitonu of Bison. Loi Ara Sheir Karaya Mave. Perush, I already discussed the thesis. Kolosi shall Sheir, Ki Kolosi shall Mave. Kinforish le Kamen Gimori Mandom Atoni Sheir li Karnei, U Mave li Shinei. The question is when the Mishnah mentions Sheir. So according to Rav that Mave has reference to Adam, some male Nachen, so Sheir has reference to Sheir. But there are three of us in Sheir, Karen, Shen, Verekel. But according to Shmuel, who says that Mave is descriptive of Shen, so he couldn't say that Sheir has reference to all the three of us of Sheir, because Mave is one of the three of us, and that's mentioned separately. So obviously, Sheir does not have reference to all the three of us in Sheir. So what does it have reference to? It has reference to Regen. And where is Karen mentioned? So Karen is Nisrabi from Shizik Hadamazik. Shizik Hadamazik. Umavelishim Mishim Mor. He forced the Kamil Molmando, Matoni Sheli Karne. Umavelishim Mishim Sheer Kamus Lazik. Umavin Kamus Lazik. Ufiho Hikos of Rahmoni Sheilos and Avine. Shu Kalmine. Vain Perushiki Shomikimish in the Talmud, Loyalize. Because sometimes in Gemara, when the Gemara says Loyalize Kerize in connection with Alfusis, so then it means Loyalize Kerize that the Chumre of this is not like the Chumre of that. For example, is there a Gemara Sanhedrin here? No? Okay. The Gemara says as follows. How do we know that if somebody is Mikal Lechem Yisrael, he's Chayav Malkus? The Torah says, V'nosi b'amcho Yisrael. Nosi means the Melech. The Melech or the Sanhedrin, the Nosi of Sanhedrin. Then there's another law. The king is the kavod, so the king is both kiddush and chayv in the sense of kiddush, so there's the azorah for kiddush Hashem. But in the sense of chayv, it's a special law to be kavodly dying. He's some, but echad b'Yisrael, where do we have? So the Gemara says as follows: the king is azorah minayim. So the Gemara says. In the loy dayan, the loy nasi. Suppose somebody is mikal lechem Yisrael, who is neither a dayan, he doesn't come within the love of a lekim lisikal, and nor in us doesn't come within the love of nasi bamchol Yisrael. So how do we know there is chayv malchus? So, Hayato, don't be an Av Mishneya. Loyri nosi kiri dayan ve loyri dayan kiri nosi. Loyri dayan kiri nosi shari dayan ato mitzub ale rosi. So what does it mean, loyri nosi kiri dayan? The kule of nosi is not like the kule of dayan. No, it means the chumra of nosi is not like the chumra of dayan. Because Nosi has the chumre shayat mitzuve al amrose keridayin shiyat mitzuve al amrose. In other words, if mira de malchus is chayv mise, but bedayin there is no special isa not to disobey dayin. Melech there is a special isa. Mosi alech, we have to listen to it, but dayin. We have to comply with psokim din Torah, but not to listen to his own directives. So here the Gemara says as follows: Loy ridayin keri nosi shari dayin ato mitzuv ale rosi. Kirinosi shiata mitzuba le rosi. Filoiri nosi kiridain shanos at mitzuba ham rosi. Kiridain shiata mitzuba rosi. Hats at a shoreshaven shimbi amuchov at a muzal kolos. So here the loiri zekirize means the chumre of dying is not like the chumre of nos, because the chumre of dying consists in the fact at a mitzuba le rosi. Nosi, you're not mechuyev to listen to his psokim in the Torah by the Melech. The Melech, he yamachuyev to obey his directives.
Personally.
But suppose the Melech paskens you the dinisal, so somebody can be chilek on the Melech in his psak. That's not his field of authority. Mashinkin. One second, please don't interrupt me.
I want to say something.
Please, no, you can't say anything now.
Right.
Don't interrupt me, please.
All right.
So then, but the chumre of Nosi is, the chumra of Nosi is that we are mechuyev al amrose, and the chumra of Dayan is we are mechuyev lishmei al hirose. So here the Gemara uses the expression. Loyri dayan kiri nosi shari dayan at mitzuv al hirose, kiri nosi shiat mitzuv al hirose. Filoyri nosi kiri dayan shanosi at mitzuv al amrose. So here it means loyri means the chumre. This is what Teisa says. Vein pirushi kishom kimish betanu. Loyri ze dosom pirushi in chumre shel ze kechumre shel ze. Ulkachin achumre zgeren ze adin asov shebein shegeren. So what is the asov shebein? Shem beamcho, meise aisim amcho. Of course, so every Yisrael who is Eisim Aisamcho at a mitzvah alkolose. Vishino kan atalmud pirush in Yisrael mekemes mishum dihiski rachomo tchilo beloi ze vize sheyesh berachayim. Beloi ze vize sheyesh berachayim ke areish shein berachayim. Gavishir umah velu yitzchik lefarish achum rekoche mishum dichad nechad kalim tzirchim abeachod ma shein bechaveirei. ועוד ליתונו אוכל לא יערש כערי אשר ומוות יתונו יהיה המוות כערי אשר משום שלא יוכל למצוא חומרו משאים בשניהם די משום דכך אמרו רבי that's not a חומרה, that's a קורא that's a reason as to why he should be put up because he is not the sole cause of the damage it's a כך אמרו רבי ואין יוכל דלתי כמי שירה אין זה חומרה מלחושב להיגב חינה בישם בשיר so So in other words, Taisa says, and I think many Rishonim say the same thing, and it's nistaver like that, that the kechacham rabbe is a kule. It's a possible reason on account of which one should be potter. The fact that Teish, there is another cooperating agent, the ruach, the wind, helps the fire to spread. That is not a reason as to why the one who made the eish should be in chuyev. It's a reason for ptur. But the Torah doesn't recognize that as a kule. But on the contrary, that could be considered as an extenuating circumstance. After all, he is not the sole cause of the damage. There is another factor, a law of nature that helped spread us. So he says, Eze chumra milchoshvik abichina beish mbisheh, vode amrin likamon galavoni sakiei, maishne ish dikeh hacham urbe, veinech litaite horekoma, maishne ish afopishekeh hacham urbe, roli schaibin, mishum shumin choshmorosa, and the contrary, there the Gemara says, in spite of the fact of hacham urbe, but hacham urbe is a lenient factor, not a strict factor, it's a reason on account of which one could argue he should be potter, but the Torah doesn't recognize that lenient circumstance. Here the Mishnah is explaining. The Torah is written Sheir, I couldn't learn out Mav. Why? Because the kules of Sheir are not as strong as the kules of Mav. That means the Sheir is more homo than Mav. So if the Torah had written the Bar Sheir is Chayev, I would say, you know why Sheir is Chayev? Because Sheir doesn't possess such strong and effective and significant kules, lenient circumstances, extenuating circumstances, Mavidus. But suppose that the kules of Sheir wouldn't be stronger than the kules of Mave, then if the Torah had written Sheir, we could learn out Mave, but maybe an ancient minadin. The answer is an ancient nadin, an enesh of guf, of mise, of malchus, but more may not. That's how it's mashed. Uksos kasher the mashed enesh mom nadin of mechilt in tanya ki yiftach v'chiyichre in rapsich achayel akriya loy kolshken el lametro shenesh mom minadin. So there's a stira between our mishnet, he says. Our Mishnah implies so we couldn't learn out Mav the Chiyuv of Balamave from the Chiyuv of Balasheir, because the Chiyuv, I could argue the Chiyuv is Mochomo, but suppose I couldn't say the Chiyuv is Mochomo, then we could learn out, but Ligabeinish of Guf of Misem Malkes, we say Einen Shimnadin, maybe an Einish of Momen also, so it's a Raya, no? Only an Einish of Guf of Misem Malkes is an Einish Shimnadin. But an Enesh of Momen is ancient Nadin. But from Mechilta it's mashma to the contrary. Ki yiftach v'chi yichre. Ki yiftach means if he digs a bear, that's more of a terrible thing than just uncovering a bear that was dug already. It's more terrible to dig a bear. Suppose a bear was dug, but it was covered, and then somebody uncovered it. It's also a terrible thing, but not as terrible as digging a bear. So why does the Torah have to say? Ki yiftach means he uncovers it. There is a bear, but it has a cover. Let's say, like, somebody will pick up the lid. One sec, please. Somebody will pick up the cover on the sewers, you know, in the street. So the sewer is there, but it was covered. That's Kiyiftach. He opens it up. Yichrem Kriyichrem means digging, making his sewer. So, in Lapsiche Chayer Lakriyele Koshin. So, why do you have to say it? Kriye, once it mentioned, Kiyiftach is Chayev, which is a lesser thing than Yichre, digging a bear. So, in other words, Tesis says that there seems to be a stira between the Mishnah and Mechilti. From the Mishnah it appears that Ein Shimon Menadin, and from the Mechilti it appears Ein Shimon Menadin. Only if there is a poro, Dorosh Litrosh Achrine, Shaliski Psycho, Kriya Borele, Ulovikira Hakira, Shislik Maisarishan. So all the Mephoroshim, they say, what Tesis means by that there is a machlekes between our Gemara, the Mishnah, and the Mechilti. Because the Mechilta learns out in Ishmo Mradin from Giyiftach V'Chayiche. But our Gemara mentions another drosh from Giyiftach V'Chayiche. So really there is no Gzeres HaKosuf of an Ishmo Mradin. So according to our Gemara, according to our Mishnah. So Ishmo Mradin, there is no Gzeres. According to Mechilta, so there is a special Gzeres HaKosuf of Giyiftach V'Chayiche. The Rashbo, Anomit Beis, he has a different shit. He said there is no machlekes between the Bala Mishnah, the Tane of the Mishnah, the Tane of the Mechilta. The Tane, our Mishnah has reference to Sheir and Mave. Sheir and Mave, he says, so is Ein Shimon Menadim. But the Mechilta has reference to Beir. Beir is Ein Shimon Menadim. It's very strange.
What's the difference?
So, I mean, we're going to discuss it tomorrow, but briefly, I just want to point out there is one difference. You know, there is a chiyuv tashlumi. There is a chiyuv tashlumi for mazik. Chiyuv tashlumi, odom mazik, shir shizik, beir, hever, all kinds of music. What is the machayev of mazik? What's the machayev? Shmire. The fact that the Baal Hamomein failed to exercise care over his mom. That's the Roshna Mishnah. That's a Shoveh Sheben. Shedarkon lahazik u'shmiroson alecha. Now, what is shmiroson alecha? Where is shmiroson alecha mentioned? So shmiroson alecha is the Mechayev. The fact that the Baal Hamazik, where there is another one, is a Sheya, Tzubeya, Eish, failed to exercise care, the proper care. Proper care. That's mentioned the Pasuk Lo Yishmer in Mishpatim. V'imshir Nagachu, it's mentioned several times. V'imshir Nagachu mitmil shilshin, he won't watch it. The fact that the Baal Hashaya failed to exercise Shmir. And the Ishmerenu is mentioned in other Mazikim also. So the question is, the lack of Shmir, the failure to exercise Shmir, does it imply only a moment of in monetary responsibility? If somebody owns a share, doesn't watch over the share, so he's responsible. But not a Nisa. Not a Nisa. Oh, although Ishmerenu implies Nisa also. It's a Maisa Aver. It's a Maisa Aver. Let's say we have a lack of Shmire. The failure to exercise Shmire is Mechai, Baisham. So let's say, Shemachino Mishai Fabshie. Shemasochal is chayav min aveide. Sheyal is chayav in bonsin. Chayav bonsin. So, by shomrim, in respect to pshia, you can ask, but in respect to shemasochal, there is no shayla. It doesn't involve a mais aver. Shemasochal had a behime, and then it was stolen. So he's in chayav to pay. He's an avarian. Why? He didn't exercise shmir. It's not his fault. Ganovim came and stole, so he's an avarian, he's a chayte, he has to do tshuva. Who would say that if Shemasocha had the chayfet stolen or it got lost, so there's no time to pay, but he doesn't have to do tshuva. He has to say al-chet for that. No. So there, so by shomrim, the fact that one didn't watch sufficiently, it makes him responsible, so it's only monetary aloha is responsible. But no maisavir. How is it by Nizokim? By Nizokim, there is a Nisa. There is a Nisa to be mazik. To be mazik. And if somebody is mazik, he has to be tshuva, he has to be misvade. The Mechilta says it. The Mechilta in Parsha Nosei v'isvado achateusam says that every mazik has to be misvade. So a mazik is an avari. Not only in Mazik Biodahim and Odom. If somebody has a bear and then somebody falls in the bear, So he also has to be misvad. He's an aval. And if somebody has a shayya and he doesn't watch off the shayya, so besides the chiv tashlumim, he's an aval. It's a ma'is avere. Where is the ma'is avere of mazik? But Bas Shomrim, there is no ma'is avere. It's only a moment the kavach. By mazik, so if somebody doesn't watch, he's a chayti too. But is there a connection between the two? Or is two separate things? Is a chayti. But the chiv tashlumim for mazik is not based upon the ma'is avere of the Ishmael. It's the same chiv tashlumim as a shinasochor is chayv agnevadili. It's the ma'is avere of not watching. It's a responsibility. It's a monetary responsibility, not ma'is avere. So by abovis nizikin is the same thing. Or by abovis nizikin, so the yishmiroson olecho is the ma'is avere of the failure to exercise shmir. Now the question is, where is the iser of mazik? The Mechilta says, if somebody is mazik, if the Mechilta says in Parshanosi, Ishu Isho, Kiyasu, Kochates Odom, Vizvadu, that the Ganef, the Gazlan, when they return, they have to be misvadi. And the mazik also has to be misvadi. So, of course, that goes without saying that if a person is mazik, even if he pays for the hezek, but that he still has to do tshuva. So what did he do? He didn't watch the shea. He made the bear. So it's a ma'is aveira. Where is the isa? So ganev gazlan, there is love. There is navel, there is ikse. But by mazik, there is no love. So there is... Amniyene. Beginning of others. Beginning of Aves, Meishe Kibutea Misinai. So Rabbi Yene says, Umosro le Yeshua, Bein Teo Shebechsav, Bein Teo Shebalpe, Shateo Bifei Rusho Nitno, Shim Loi Kei Niefsha Lemeida Boi, Shari Kosuv Loi Sigzo, Vichol Nizikin Bichol Loi Se Alav. So if somebody is Mazik, not only Odma Mazik, even all the Adalad Aves Nizikin, on the Isa of the Sixth. In other words, even if he has a share and he doesn't watch it, so it's Nichon, it doesn't mean it's the Ika love of the Sixth. It's the Ika love of the Sixth. It means that it's Nichon. It's Nichon love of the Sixth. The Ika love of the Sixth is reference to my Sixth Elamamish. But it's Nichon love of the Sixth. That's a big issue. But that's a big issue. From the Rambam, Rambam Perikei Milchus Nisgimom in Aloch Aleph says, Behemo sho yisoreye, uporso v'nichniso b'sodiso v'kromi, afro pish adayin lo yiziko, masrin b'boleo sholesh vom. Im lishoma behemte v'limona melireis, yish rishus li balasode lishochto, shchito kshiro, v'ima li baleo beyu umichu psar sholachem, mpne shosa li odom lehazik o lishalim ma shiizik, afil nikri ma nezek osa. So the Rambam says, if Ruvain has a behemoth, and the behemoth runs berserk, he goes into the fields of others, and is mazik.
He's a boy.
No, it's talking about Shen. I mean, not Karen. Shen the Regal. So then the Baal HaKaren, into whose Sode, let's say Shimon, so he sees.